This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Dutch airline, KLM, of all businesses, is encouraging people to trade plane tickets for train tickets in the name of reduced carbon footprints. More than 30 advocacy groups are urging Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to stop developing a database of detailed information about students that is intended to prevent school shootings, saying it could harm young people rather than protect them, arguing it's a massive surveillance system. Federal appeals court sided with President Trump, dismissing a lawsuit claiming the president is illegally profiting from foreign and state government visitors at his luxury hotel in downtown Washington. Rents are rising much faster than income, while the median home price in some 200 cities is $1 million. After a decade of decline, the number of homeless Americans is ticking back up. A recent study by the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard anticipates that rent restrictions could expire on about 1.2 million units by 2029. Among all adults, a recent survey done for the Washington Post shows Trump loses in head-to-head matchups with most of his competitors. But among registered voters, he's either virtually tied or ahead of everyone other than former Vice President Joe Biden. Tom Steyer, the California billionaire and funder of Next Generation and efforts in climate change and impeachment, has now announced that he's running for president as well. President Trump has announced that he will stop his efforts to add citizenship to the census. The singer R. Kelly was taken into custody over a 13-count indictment that includes enticement of a minor and obstruction of justice in addition to the child pornography charges. Amazon says it plans to spend $700 million to retrain about a third of its American workers to do more high-tech tasks, from corporate employees to warehouse workers, retraining about 100,000 by 2025. The European Human Rights Court ruled in favor of a Russian woman on a domestic abuse case, awarding her 22,000 euros when she could not get justice in Russia. 10 other cases are pending. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.